Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Arki Chiankute back on the show. Dr. Arki Chiankute is the author of co-author of one of my favorite books on the planet. Can't even imagine where I would be right now, where my world would be, where my career would be, especially the books that I've written, where they would be without having read Arki's book, Built on Trust. I wish you could see it. It's dog-eared. It's got stuff sticking out of it, markers and post-it notes, and it's marked up. It's almost destroyed. I encourage you to find it, Built on Trust. And he's our good friend, Arki. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. That's very kind of you. Very, very kind remarks. Thank you.
Well, I should send – I wish I could – I need to take a picture of that book and post it on the website so people can see that I actually – what I say is the truth. Arki, I have always been interested in trust. I've always been interested in ethical situations. I've tried to be ethical. I've tried to, but it was always being ethical and being trustworthy was always, you know, my Christian background, right? My grandmother, I didn't want my grandmother to slap me upside the head or my dad to whip me, because, you know, it was always because it was the right thing to do. But when I met you and when I read your book, you helped me put it in perspective. I mean, I was trustworthy in business, and I knew that it would help you become more successful, but I didn't really appreciate the power, the best practice power of trust that you talk about in your business. But let's both be honest and reveal that when you talk about trust, it's a 20th century discussion, isn't it? It's the way we've had trust all these years. It's the fundamentals. It's analog trust, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So if you were writing that book today, how would you modify it?
Well, I would modify it taking into account the speed, the technology, the algorithm type of change that we're undergoing. But I would still emphasize that the them versus us phenomenon, though accelerated, is where it has to be attacked. Where trust has to be established is where that's where the money is. That's where the productivity is, in the them versus us conflict. That's where the money is. Mm-hmm. So I would still emphasize that, and that's a person to person difficulty. It comes from positive motivation. I would want people to recognize that. That's not, you know, evil or bad people.
Mm-hmm.
It's you and me getting mixed up with motivations to want to help, to want to contribute, to want to be productive, to want to satisfy the client, all of that, as opposed to some fears, you know, some fears mm-hmm. of losing, communicating, not having it get it right, not getting the right credit, et cetera, et cetera. So that the first step is to recognize that motivation is mixed, but isn't negative. It's not bad people. It's you and me. Now, that recognition, I think, has to happen before anything starts. Mm-hmm. Then leadership has to have the initiative, because it is very tempting to stay in either the us or the them camp. You know, the classic is, of course, sales and product development. But across all functions, across all categories, that temptation is there, and must be a leadership and a coffee room initiative to harvest that pragmatic productivity that sits in the middle of that conflict.
Well, and even now, there's still plenty of analog interpersonal examples of that. But more and more, our leverage that we use when we go to market is not, there's no human being nearby when the leverage is applied. See, when you and I were in our lifetimes, Archie, whenever leverage was applied, there was a human being nearby. And so the leverage didn't get very far away from the ethics of that human being. But now our the leverage is bound up in a 9 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled processor, and it's not it's operating and doing business with other people while you and I are sleeping. We're not even nearby. If it does something unethical, if it breaches trust, if we didn't set it up to not breach trust, it's going to do it, and we won't even know about it.
That's right.
That's right. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about how to reconcile all of that. Folks, we got the master at this right here on the show, Archie Chankute. Nobody's better at it. And so pay attention. Take notes. It'll be a test. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.